182, Chapter 11, Modern Missouri. At the beginning of the 20th century, the horse was still the most common way to travel. Only a few households had electricity. Even fewer had a telephone. Most Missourians, if they were men, were farmers or worked in one of the factories that made goods sold around the world. If they were women, they most likely worked at home doing the cooking, cleaning, and child-rearing. If you had told them that human beings, women included, would one day go into space, that their dirt roads would be paved and crowded with automobiles, and that even their children would carry cell phones, they would look at you as if you were insane. Only those with very good imaginations would have thought it even remotely possible. Now, in these early years of the 21st century, we look back at those early 20th century Missourians and think how old-fashioned they were. But what if someone tried to tell us about life in the 22nd century? Would our digital cameras, our automobiles, maybe even our light bulbs seem old-fashioned? Can we imagine what life will be like in the 22nd century? Page 284, Missouri Close-Up. Missouri's population by ethnicity and race. White, 2000, 4,746,952. Black, 622,087. American Indian, 26,200. Asian, 60,429. Hispanic, 118,592. All others, 48,595. Total, 5,595,211. The year 2005, estimate. White, 4,953,810. Black, 667,036. American Indian, 23,201. Asian, 75,409. Hispanic, 156,619. All others, 81,210. Total, 5,800,310. Missouri's population by age, 2000. Ages 18 and under, 1,426,102. Ages 19 to 64, 3,413,071. Ages 65 and older, 756,038. 2005, estimate. Ages 18 and under, 1,380,570. Ages 19 to 64, 3,648,649. Ages 65 and older, 771,495. Page 288. Not as many Missouri towns have rail service as once did. Towns have fewer factories than they used to. Those factories that remain have found it cheaper to ship their goods by truck. In some places, the old rail lines have been turned into hiking and biking trails. The longest of these trails is the Katy Trail, running from Clinton to near St. Charles in the eastern part of the state. Before it was possible or cheap enough to fly between cities, and before the interstate highways were built, most people took the train for long-distance travel. You can still travel by train on Amtrak, the National Rail Passenger Service. Amtrak trains run between St. Louis and Kansas City, stopping in several cities along the way. From Kansas City, you can also take trains to Chicago and Los Angeles. The trains to Chicago stop in La Plata in northeast Missouri. From St. Louis, you can take trains to Chicago or to Dallas, Texas. The trains to Dallas cross southeast Missouri, stopping in Poplar Bluff. Page 289, River Transportation. Missouri's oldest form of transportation, river travel, continues to be important. The Mississippi River is the nation's most important waterway. Much of the commercial traffic on the river are barges, large, flat-bottomed boats that are usually pushed or towed by other boats. Barges of grain, coal, and chemicals travel down the river to New Orleans, where their cargo is loaded onto ships to be sent around the world. Some of these barges are loaded at ports in Missouri cities and towns along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. Barges loaded along the Missouri River are combined with other barges at the port of St. Louis. Barges also are pushed up the rivers to Missouri ports, where their cargoes are unloaded. The barges are tied together in groups called tows and are pushed up and down the rivers by towboats. The towboats have crews of men and women who live on the boats while traveling up and down the river. Some of the barges seen on the river are tied to dredges, which suck sand from the river bottoms. The sand is unloaded from the barges and used to make concrete or put in bags and sold for other uses, such as playground sandboxes. Did you know? A typical tow of barges on the Mississippi River is 3 barges wide and 5 barges long. Page 290, Spotlight. Often, when we read about the pioneers who moved to the frontier to farm and build towns, we have to use our imaginations to see what everyday life was like. But there is a museum in Kansas City where you can see what frontier life in the mid-19th century was like. By 1856, small towns dotted the Great Plains, each with stores and merchants selling goods to the farmers and craftspeople. The goods sold by these merchants, the tools and supplies needed by the farmers and craftspeople, and even new residents themselves, were often transported by steamboat up the Missouri River. Travel by river was an adventure and could be dangerous. The biggest danger was sunken trees called snags. The river's frequent floods and ever-changing course washed huge trees, roots and all, into the river. And hidden just below the water's surface, the trees were stripped of their smaller branches by the river current. They turned into huge spears pointing downriver. Of the 400 or so boats lost on the rivers, about 300 were sunk by snags. In September 1856, the steamboat Arabia was making a trip up the Missouri River between St. Louis and Sioux City, Iowa. It was loaded with 220 tons of cargo, dozens of passengers and crew members, and a mule. It was traveling at about 7 miles an hour, just a little faster than most people can walk. On September 5th, it left Westport, present-day Kansas City, and headed for its next stop at Parkville, when disaster struck. A snag caught the bow of the Arabia, lifting it out of the water. The pointed end of the tree poked through the boat's oak-timbered hull. Water poured into the boat, and it quickly sank. Luckily for the passengers and crew, the river was not too deep, and the upper cabins remained above water. The Arabia's lifeboat ferried the passengers and crew to safety on the shore. By the next morning, the Arabia had sunk deeper into the mud. Soon, the rest of the upper portion of the boat was swept away by the river's current. The hull and its cargo were quickly covered by mud, sand, and silt. Over time, the river shifted course, and a cornfield eventually covered the spot where the Arabia had sunk. In 1987, several men who were interested in riverboat history used old river charts, maps, and a metal detector to find the remains of the Arabia. It was a half mile from the river and buried 45 feet down. After the cornfield was harvested in the fall of 1988, the men began digging in search of the Arabia and its treasures. Pumps were necessary to take away the water that seeped into the football field-sized hole. After 3 weeks of digging, the workers began uncovering pieces of the boat and its cargo. They also found the skeleton of the poor mule that had been left behind and drowned. Crate after crate of merchandise and supplies were recovered. There were medicines, spices, wedding rings, eyeglasses, underwear, shoes, buttons, beads, tools, guns, and toys. There were jars of food, including pickles that were still edible, and bottles of French perfume that were still fragrant. Each mud-covered item has had to be cleaned carefully. The items that have been cleaned and restored are now on display, along with parts of the Arabia, at the Arabia Steamboat Museum in the Kansas City River Market. You can see the items that were going to be sold in those frontier stores, the tools that were going to be used by the craftspeople, and the items the new residents were bringing with them to their new homes. You can see what people wore, what tools they used for their everyday chores, the foods they ate, the plates and other dishes they ate from, and the things they held precious. And you can smell and even purchase copies of the perfumes they wore. Page 292. To make it possible for the barges and towboats to travel up and down the rivers, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers maintains channels in the rivers. A channel is sort of like a path in the river where the river is deep enough to keep the loaded barges from dragging on the bottom. Buoys, floating markers that are anchored to the river bottom, mark the channel. As long as the towboat captain keeps the tow between the rows of buoys, the barges won't run aground. Also helping the tows go up and down the Mississippi River is a system of locks and dams. To make the river deep enough between St. Louis and Minneapolis, Minnesota, 26 dams have been built, 7 of them in Missouri. The river backs up behind the dams in pools, which are deep enough for barges. But to get around the dams, the tows have to go through the locks. Do you remember? Number 1. Why would someone want to use mass transit? Number 2. What is a rail hub?